Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax. This
is very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Good morning. It's Thursday, September the 17th. We now have... Like, we're more than halfway through September. What the hell happened?
I don't know. That's crazy. Like, this is bizarre.
I know on the 15th I could have said that, and yesterday I could have said that, but today it just feels like, wow, really?
And it's going to get colder now?
It is. It's happening. Yeah. Have you guys started Christmas shopping yet, or what?
No. Nobody's getting anything this year.
This is the year we need Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
No excuses. You can't say you're busy.
That's true.
That's the hard thing.
It's true. Absolutely. So, couple chances at $100,000 to help you with your Christmas shopping, maybe, or just destroying your previous debt from Christmas shopping. That's going to be at 7 and at 8 o'clock today. We'll have a keyword for you both at the top of both at 7 and at 8. You text it back to us. Boom. You're entered. Let's check in with the crew. TJ, what's on your mind this morning?
Have you guys done anything to prepare for fall? Like yesterday, I bought 3 video games. I have the intention of buying a 4th. There was a big sale on the PlayStation Network. I won't get into it. But the point is, I want to be ready for fall. Those days when it's cold and terrible outside, and my girlfriend and I have already been to all the pumpkin patches and the GTA, so what's the point of leaving the apartment?
Darling, you've been prepared for fall all year.
Yeah.
You've been inside playing cute little video games all year.
Yeah, but now I'm really ready.
Yeah, now you're really ready.
Ready.
You just need some sweaters so you can bring that silly chair to the park and be outside.
Oh, yeah, guys.
No.
It's decided I'll bring that chair with me.
Jax, what about you?
I'm worried.
Why?
Garnett and Shaw Street.
Garnett and Shaw Street, what about it?
It's around Hallam and Ossington.
Yeah.
I saw a dove there yesterday. There's a lost dove, and I went back to check on it this morning. It's somebody's pet, and it's been out and about, and
really?
The neighborhood is worried. Yeah, there's a lost dove, and at first I was like, oh, what a good omen, and then I was like, no, that shouldn't be here. There's a lost dove by Christy Pitts, and apparently it's the talk of the West End internet right now.
So you saw a bird yesterday on the street,
okay,
and then this morning you're like, I'm going to go see if that bird's still there.
Like, and was it there?
Yeah, apparently the neighbors have been feeding it. No, it wasn't there. It must have been sleeping.
Okay.
But I'm worried.
Hopefully.
Man, the West End of this city is just a different world for me.
Guys, if you see a dove, 999-999 if you've seen the dove.
Okay, all right. Producer Jesse.
I don't want you guys to forget that at this time tomorrow, Justin Bieber's new single, Holy, will have dropped on the world.
Yay. That's why the doves are coming out.
It features Chance the Rapper, and we'll be playing it all tomorrow.
Very excited.
Yes.
Okay. So,
will it be good?
All right. So here's the question. Predictions in the room. Holy, what do we think? Is it going to be good? Are we giving it a thumbs up, TJ?
Don't start with me.
I'm going to start with you.
All right. Then yes. I think it'll be great.
Jax?
No. I think it's good. I think it's going to be beautiful, but I don't think it's going to be a bop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Producer Jesse?
I believe.
You believe.
It's going to be
You know what? I'm with Jax. I'm a thumbs down. Yeah. I don't have faith. I'm not sure. No.
Can't
I'm
wait
not
to say
sure.
that Jesse and I were right.
Yeah. You know what? I hope you are. I hope you are. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I might be better on my own.
What's trending right now?
This is good news. Toronto is going to be hosting consultations to change Dundas's street name. So you might remember a petition was created calling out the origins and history of monuments, street names, parks, and buildings across the city following multiple racial injustices, discrimination, and anti-black racism. So one of the big ones was on Dundas because it's based on Scottish politician Henry Dundas, who was involved in the delaying of the
abolition.
Thank you. Of the transatlantic slave trade. So because of that, he caused more than half of a million more black people to be enslaved by the British Empire. Anyway, not the best dude to have a bunch of buildings and streets and parks named after. So on September 23rd, a reporter is going before an executive committee providing some recommendations as well as a public consultation on the city's response to rename Dundas Street. So there was a couple of different plans being thrown around, so they're going to see what's going to happen.
And for anybody that thinks this name is somehow important, the guy never set foot in North America.
Yes,
Like, he was never here. He never came here. He didn't do anything here. Yeah. So it's sort of, it's one of those things that not only does he have this really gross history, but he had nothing to do with our city. So why not name it after somebody who did?
Yeah, and the people saying like, well, what about, you know, you can't just ignore history. It's like, no. I feel like us talking about this and recognizing our history and then making a change is doing exactly
this
that.
This is ignoring it would be leaving it.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
God.
Ontario's getting thousands of new COVID-19 test centers, which is fantastic news. Doug Ford announced on Wednesday afternoon the government's been working with major retailers in the private sector for months now, and it sounds like there's going to be more and more of these places popping up. I don't know if you've seen any of the COVID-19 centers, especially in downtown. The lineups are ridiculous.
Bathurst and Dundas is just, it's wild. The lineups are so long.
They say that it's hours. to get tested. Hours. Yeah. So
we got to do better than that.
Yeah. And McDonald's across America are running out of ingredients because of the Travis Scott burger. You might know rapper Travis Scott. He teamed up with McDonald's to put out his own meal, which is basically his favorite thing. A quarter pounder with cheese, fries, barbecue sauce, and Sprite. So they started selling the Travis Scott burger. Led to a whole bunch of hilarious TikToks. But because of this, and it's so popular, they're like running out of things like fresh beef, bacon, slivered onions, shredded lettuce.
Yeah.
Because of the demand.
Like
of the
McDonald's
burger.
Stuff.
Yeah. Just straight up McDonald's stuff.
Wow. Yes.
Little fact for you, I learned. This is the first collaboration that McDonald's has done since Michael Jordan.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. It's with Travis Scott back in the 90s.
Talk about, wow.
Huge.
Holy.
Huge. Yeah, they want to like target the younger audience and like, yeah, I guess they did this whole
good
campaign.
For him.
First one since
is
Michael
McDonald's
Jordan.
McDonald's having a hard time with young people?
Yeah, I know. That. I know. Yeah.
I do like all the TikToks where people just roll up to the drive-thru and they say, you know what I'm here for.
Yeah.
And then they start playing.
Yeah.
That's what's trending on TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Just over an hour from now, it's going to be you and $100,000 with Destroy Your Debt. You just need that keyword. We'll give it to you at 7 o'clock. Right now, Black Eyed Peas.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Never in my life did I think we'd honestly be doing this, talking about
missing The Office.
Mm-hmm.
Not the TV show when it goes off Netflix. I'm talking about actually your office that you go into. Because honestly, it's always the, I have to go in.
Yeah.
This sucks. Now, lately, a lot of people don't. We're finding that we can work remotely a lot better now than we thought we could. And there are some things that after working at home, people are going, God, I kind of miss The Office.
Yeah.
Starting from number 10. 4% of people, and I feel like TJ is this people. These people setting an early alarm. People miss that.
Oh yeah, I need structure, man. Like I felt when it was too free and open, and like even us on the show, we were working from home for a little bit, and I could sleep in a little bit longer. I hated it.
Number 9, 5% of people said the smell of the office.
I can do without that.
Yeah.
It's a different place here, isn't it?
Well, we're in a very old building, which is very cool. And it used to be like a club and like it and then it, before that it was a garment factory and there was like a book factory next door. Like the whole Queen and John CTV complex is really cool and full of history. But they are old buildings and they have old building problems. And so sometimes things smell and you're like, I don't know where that smell's coming from.
I love it. I used to watch Much Music on TV and be like, I want to work there and smell there.
And now you're across the bridge and you're like, wow, it does really smell sometimes.
Air's dry in here.
Yeah. Number 8, office decor.
What?
A lot of people, 7% of people said, we really miss the office decor.
Okay.
Number 7, 13% of people said they miss laughing at their boss's jokes.
I mean, some bosses are pretty funny.
Yeah.
Some are. I mean, we have a funny boss.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we have a really funny boss.
She's got jokes for sure.
Yeah.
Number 6, 15% of people, I'm actually surprised that this is this low on the list.
Okay.
And that it's this... only this many people putting on real people clothes.
Yes.
Yeah. That was one of my absolute favorite. That was like a top 3 thing for me was just having a reason to put pants on in the morning.
I have like a variance list of relaxing clothes. So if I'm at home and I'm not going anywhere, I have my gym shorts on.
Yeah.
But if I'm going somewhere like coming to work here, I have my like Lululemon joggers on because I wear those every day because they're comfortable. But then if I'm going out, then it's like nice jeans or nice pants. This is my hierarchy.
Fancy boy.
Wow. Right.
I'm glad you wear sweats to work for us.
Sometimes,
though.
They're fancy sweats.
Yeah. If I'm working at home, I have to put on jeans or something because I can't get into that mindset unless I'm wearing them.
Really?
It's wild how much that influences your day. Yeah.
I know that sounds super strange, but that's just me. 26% of people miss this at number 5. Sometimes leaving too early. Like leaving your house too early and getting to work a little too early.
Ooh.
5-10 minutes.
It's kind of nice being there before everyone else.
Yeah.
You get to snoop through everyone's desk and move some stuff around.
Is that why you show up so early?
What? What's the next one?
Number 4. This one, now we're starting to get into things that people really miss. 31% of people miss just going out for lunch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like you get some coffee, like, you want to grab something? Let's go.
Awesome.
Let's go to Tim Hortons for 20 minutes. Whatever.
You guys know my favorite question on the show. Every morning, what do I ask?
Can we get McDonald's?
Is it the McDonald's
thing? That's not lunch, TJ. That's just
lunch. It's our lunch, right?
True.
It's our version of it. Number 3, 38% of people miss office gossip.
Oh, I love gossip.
I said the goss, man. The goss.
I'm not an office gossip person. I don't ever know what's going on. And it's just, you know what it is? It's easier for me because I think I get like anxious when I hear other people doing stuff and I get frustrated. So I'm like, don't tell me anything.
Yeah, I don't
want to know.
I want to mind my business. I don't want to know what Shelly's doing. You know what I mean?
I need to know what Shelly's
doing. You need to know?
Yeah. Let me in.
49% of people say they miss face to faces with managers. That's at number
two. That is true. Like, I miss our boss. Like,
connection.
Yeah.
I miss our boss. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, okay, so we're just if you're listening, we're allowed in the building because we're in each other's bubble and we've made some commitments outside of this to make sure that we're safe.
6 months.
There's also massive plexiglass things, dividers in this room.
Yeah.
And obviously, if you're walking around in the office building, you've got a mask on. Our boss and all of the support staff and that sort of thing, the producers, the promotions
all
team,
management,
nobody is allowed in this building.
Yeah.
They're not even allowed to come in to get stuff from their office. They are not allowed. So it's
they
funny.
They tase them on site.
100%. Yeah. So, they don't do that. Jason in security does not do that. But the thing is that that's for a lot of people. Yeah. A lot of offices, it's like, here are the people that need to be here. Everybody else, you stay home. Why are you coming in? Number one, the thing that people miss the most, and I think this is pretty easy, right? You miss seeing your friends and your coworkers, your work husbands, your work wives.
Yeah.
You know?
We've been pretty spoiled because we're a workplace thruple, so we've been able to maintain the thruple throughout.
That's right.
But it is kind of difficult not seeing everybody, eh?
Like, 100%.
And you don't realize how much you miss them until it's like, you don't.
Right. Well, and I think we mentioned this before, but our promotions team, one's in Hamilton and one's in Aurora.
True.
Katie and Michaela, and I don't know if you do this at your office, Christy. Why did I say Katie?
I don't know.
Christy and Michaela. And so they will sit on the phone all day on like WhatsApp and not even talk. But they can sort of hear each other in the background. Yeah. And if they do need to ask each other a question, they will. And they're just always on the phone together.
And they'll be like, hang on, I'm going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
They'll just being there with each other. It's so precious.
They are the two sweetest people that we know. Anyway, it's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Have a good morning if you're going into the office and you don't miss any of these things.
Virgin Radio.
Have you thought about, after you're gone, who's going to delete all your terrible social media and emails?
Yep, my friend Jeff.
Do you? Okay. Important. That's good. That's really, really good. You got a friend named Jeff?
No, it's actually
he
my
made
friend.
That
did you make
up.
That up?
That up.
Okay. Why did you make that up?
I don't know, man.
Best friend Emma.
He just had. Best friend Jeff. I'm like, I've never heard of Jeff, but I'm going to believe that there's a Jeff.
This is just as much your fault as it is my fault.
But Jax, you do have a best friend that'll do this.
Yeah, best friend Emma has the way.
Okay, so there are people in your life that you can trust with information that you are not supposed to do. Like, so here's the thing. Every credit card you get, every email, password you have, everything, they always say, do not tell another person, which is why they have like two-factor authentication now, rather than, you know, you having it on a list somewhere. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So one of the things that I don't have, and I think it's partially because like I'm newly single and stuff like that, is that
person.
That person anymore, right? Because those things change when you go through a breakup. So a couple days ago, Jax, who has been looking out for me, because she's kind of like the big sister on the show.
Yeah.
And I have a bad jaw and I haven't been to my appointments lately. And Jax has been rolling her eyes at me and she's like, I will look after Everly. Just please go, please go, please go. And
I'm
finally
tired of it.
She
I'm
had
just, it. Get better.
She had
do
enough
better.
Of asking me. So she made me the appointment. And then she looked and didn't tell me what she was doing. And she's like, send me your credit card. And I took a picture of my friend, my back and my credit card. And then it didn't even occur to me to ask what she was
doing.
Trust. No, you just kind of did it.
Yeah. And so now Jax has my credit card information, including the password.
And your CVC, I got everything, baby.
So it kind of made me think because like, I don't know how much you listen to the show, but Jax is not somebody that you'd worry about with that sort of information.
Speak for yourself.
You're next.
You're shifty. I know you have an agenda.
I was wondering.
I need some gardening tools.
Who in your life you trust that information with? Because I think for everybody, it's going to be different. For some people, it's going to be like their sister. For another person, it's going to be like their mom or dad. For other people, it's just like, I don't know. It's like this random person and I trust them and I don't even talk to them all that much, but I trust that they will be able to go in and handle my info should something happen.
So I think I accidentally picked one this weekend. My girlfriend Val logged onto my Netflix account. But she wasn't here. So she lives in Peterborough. So she's like, hey, can I just like have the password to your Netflix? And I was like, yeah, sure. So I gave her the password. But I don't think she realizes how much power she has because that password is the password to like my Apple ID, my Amazon Prime, my bank. Like it's everything. So I hope she's not awake because she could go through
the
it
one,
all.
The unified password.
yeah.
You should switch them up.
Nope.
Okay. You shouldn't have that. If my identity is gone, it's gone.
Jax,
man.
How much does Emma, your best friend, have of yours?
Everything.
Yeah. Does she have it written down? Like, how do you make that transfer?
Like, I'm terrible with passwords. You guys know that, but I have given her a list.
Really?
A handwritten list. Yeah, that she holds on. She's very organized. Yeah.
So that would give me so much anxiety if you guys ever like if I gave Adam all of my password information.
Yeah.
And then you and I got into a disagreement.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first thing.
Really?
First place my mind would go is like,
see, I would never do that to you.
I know you wouldn't, but my brain
you
goes.
You could burn down my house and I still wouldn't do that to you. Like, okay, I would never do that.
Actually,
you mean commit a criminal act? No, thanks.
Adam, you just bought yourself 1 week of anxiety-free TJ.
Hey, we got a text message here. Hey, I don't give my information to absolutely anyone, but I do have my ex-friend's credit card number.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's my fear.
Okay, so 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. Who are you trusting with this information? Who is your gatekeeper? Literally, it's Virgin Radio.
It's like
strawberry. And Jax. On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Who has got entirely too much of your info? But they're sort of the person that, like, yes, they hold the key to your life, but also, if you go, they can go in and delete all your social media and stuff like that and delete anything embarrassing. These are people we need. So, we got a call here from Michael, who is a really good friend. Michael, tell us what you do.
Yeah, I have, so he doesn't have really have that, my good credit.
Yeah.
So I give him my credit card information, and once in a while, if he needs the extra credit to buy something, he uses it, then he pays me back.
Wow.
You're okay. A really good friend.
That's a lot of trust.
Yeah.
Really great friend. I trust him with a lot of things, and the best part is that he tends to use it for some bigger purchases, so I get the point.
Hey.
Oh, that's a good boy.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah. Now, how closely do you keep an eye on your credit because he's using it, though, sneakily?
Especially during the pandemic, he started using a lot of, like, Uber Eats and stuff like that.
Hungry.
So it's kind of fun to see that stuff come in. But overall...
You're tracking him. You're tracking him.
I kept a tally of it, and he did, too. He agreed to pay me back, and it was all good.
Well, that is a good friend right there. Yeah, no, I don't know if I could do that for somebody. I have to be honest with you. I'm not really sure. No. That's a lot of trust. TJ, what are the texts saying?
For the 905, my youngest daughter literally knows all my passwords and personal information. I've seen a lot of stories like that with kids, right?
Yep, absolutely. Especially if you're, my mom's generation, she was sort of like trusting me with a lot of that info before she was remarried because she's not really tech savvy.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying this person isn't, but like that generation does struggle with it a little bit.
I have all my mom's passwords, but she keeps changing them. and I can't keep up anymore. About 3 years ago, I said, enough. I'm done.
My mom's the same way. She had 3 different Instagram accounts because she doesn't know how to log back into them. And I'm like, I don't know which one I'm supposed to be following. Another one for the 416. My wife has all my passwords. I figure if we could have kids together, there is nothing she and I should keep a secret from.
True.
We share what we both live for, our children.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah.
I have never shared my email password with any partner I've ever dated or my PIN number. No.
My ex has all my passwords.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think she'll do anything bad.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, she's pretty cool.
Yeah.
last one here from the 289. My passwords are linked to my Google account, which my best friend has the login for. Plus, weird fact, I have the credit card info for my boss's credit cards.
Whoa.
I make purchases, not job-related, on her behalf.
Really?
Oh.
That's interesting.
Interesting.
That's the dream.
Wow, that is trust. Love it. Keep it coming. 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. We are Virgin Mornings.
I might be bad.
Virgin Mornings.
With what's trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Doug Ford is looking to implement severe fines for those not following social gathering rules, saying, yes, there will be fines. There will be some severe fines for people that do not want to follow the guidelines. They will be some of the highest fines in the country.
Yeah, you tell him, Dougie.
Dad's mad, guys. Dad's mad. The premier added that it would also be under provincial jurisdiction and not federal. So that's kind of been, I think, part of the problem lately is like the Canadian government can only do so much. But if Ontario is saying don't do it, they can do whatever they want. That's how that works, right? Unexpected pandy upside. Peeps could be gone for a year.
Good.
Yes.
Good. Get them. Burn them.
Get them out of here. We're now the peep show. That That worked out. Anyway, Just Born, the manufacturer of Peeps, scaled back their marshmallow treat production to focus on their everyday candy. And because of that, they haven't been able to focus on things like Halloween, Christmas, and Valentine's Day. And they're saying they're shifting their focus to next Easter. So that means no Peeps and a time to celebrate.
You've been in the mall lately? It's kind of like that everywhere. There's like, you know, they miss their, because the, they do their buying for the fall in the spring.
Yeah.
And the product, like, it's thin. Yeah. Like, there's just not much there. It's crazy.
I remember going around to Easter trying to find, what are the little eggs, like chocolate covered eggs?
Oh, like Cadbury mini eggs?
Yeah, I couldn't find them anywhere. At Easter.
Really?
Isn't that bananas?
Yeah, I guess it makes sense. I don't know.
Toronto is ranked one of the top cities in the world for dogs. It was from a list called Top Cities for Dogs 2020, so that's how you know you can trust it. And Toronto ranked top 10 in the world. Number 9, actually, with 88.67% out of 100. It was ranked on things like the amount of vets, pet stores, dog-friendly restaurants, hotels, dog parks, and we rated pretty high on all these categories. So if you're a dog, it's a great time to be alive in this city.
And you don't even know it.
You don't, unless you're listening to the radio right now, in which case, who's a good boy? That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Destroy Your Debt up next. That means a keyword that you have to text to us, and that's it. And then $100,000 in your checking account.
I remember we were two brokes.
Okay, so I asked you about 5 minutes ago whether or not you had a friend like this. And this type of friend is the type of friend that's like, oh, I might look good in glasses, so I'm going to go to the optometrist and just see if I need them.
Doesn't work that way!
No, but that's what TJ did.
Yeah, I did.
And we actually had a text to 999999. I have a blonde friend who thinks because she's blonde, she needs to look smarter. So she went and actually bought the same glasses and frames that I have for $250 so she can look smarter.
Wow.
Okay, by the way, that whole blondes are... That's gone now. That's like, not our generation. We got to drop that.
Yeah. That's messed up.
Your hair color.
I mean, the glasses help for sure, but I'm just kidding.
They help with everybody. Now, TJ, you went to the optometrist, and
well, I should preface the fact that I haven't been since I was like 13 or 14, so it was needed.
I've never been. Because I know I can see. Yeah, because I know I can see.
So.
It's for eye health, bud. Not necessarily. Okay, anyways. Thanks, that's a
bud.
Whole different story.
Listen, bud.
That's
Jack's late to start.
Someone who cares.
TJ, go ahead.
The answer to the question, do I need glasses? Is no. I have 20/20 vision.
Shocking.
But. They did say that my eyes get strained because I'm on the computer so much, so they did give me glasses. I get blue tinted glasses, or they cut out the blue light, and I get those in 2 weeks.
You get them from Claire's or Ardeen's? Which ones you go for?
I special ordered them. So
how much did you spend on them?
That's not important.
No. How much did you spend?
$8,000.
Okay. No, you didn't.
No. I spent, I think they were like $300 or $400.
Oh my God!
TJ, that's more expensive than real glasses.
Okay, and he's doing this because he knows his girlfriend thinks he's going to look good in these glasses. $400?
In my defense.
TJ, I wear real glasses and they aren't that expensive, honey. Oh my God, TJ, why didn't we ask you this earlier? Are you kidding me?
No.
This isn't a bit?
Thank God for benefits.
Benefits isn't going to cover all that, bud. Oh. I keep saying bud because I'm so mad.
Okay, all right. Okay. We got a text here, 647. My cousin bought glasses so she can look good in the library. At least you have more places you want to look good than the library.
Like here on the radio where people see me all day.
Can you also read that other text from the 647?
I'm an optician and I have to see this all the time. I have to deal with kids crying and begging their parents to get glasses when they don't need them.
Kids crying.
Yeah,
kids
I didn't cry that much. You know what? You guys say you will, but I'm going to look really good, and that's all that matters.
Oh, honey, no!
Oh.
It's 24 hours, honey.
It's Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
And if you missed it, TJ went to the optometrist because he thought that, you know, well, his girlfriend really thought that he would look really good in glasses. And he's like, why don't I check this out?
Well,
get some glasses.
Yeah, no, that's actually the main reason.
And it's because he, you know... life is about sex, let's be honest. So I gotta so he ended up paying an obnoxious amount of money for it. And I
just checked the bill, $370.
Oh
TJ.
Yeah. I hate this. First off, we get a text message saying, TJ, I actually have prescriptions and that's what I pay.
Yeah.
But Ross on my Instagram, who DMs me every day about the show.
Oh,
love you, Ross.
Ross.
He said, listen, I'm normally ride or die with TJ, but this glasses thing is outrageous. He was bullied by Mrs. TJ into this. Classic,
Mrs. TJ.
Classic peer pressure. Aren't we better than this as a society?
Yeah, TJ.
He's joking. The only good thing is that he's probably overpaid for the optometrist, and that'll learn him. But he probably also looks great in those frames, which is extremely infuriating.
You know what the worst part is? Is that you have 20/20 vision. I've been wearing glasses most of my life, and you look so hot. You look so hot in those glasses.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think it's going to upset you in 2 weeks when I wear them. The thing is, I'm not even going to make a big deal about it. I'm just going to start wearing them on the show, and it's going to drive you guys crazy town banana pants. You're going to hate it.
This is why we have a video podcast, by the way, so you can watch TJ in his dumb glasses.
Sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now.
Virgin Mornings Rankings.
We are ranking this week things that are school related because school's back. And this one, we thought we'd kick it off with your top three school crushes.
Yeah.
We're not talking just high school. I'm talking K to 12, baby. Let's
Great.
Go.
All the embarrassing years.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I'm going to start with this text from the 416. Hey, I had the biggest crush on three guys, Phil and Rob in high school and George in university.
Whoa.
Phil was a drummer in our high school band and Rob sang in the choir with me. George was a business major like me. Oh, I bet he had the business. Anyway, he said, I ended up dating George for a bit, stole a few kisses with Rob, but he had a girlfriend at the time. LOL.
Shifty.
All right, guys, we're going to start with Jax at
number three.
Tyler Mott. It was grade four. Perfectly parted middle hair. He had piercing eyes. He was a little bit thicker, like I like my men. And he had tearaways.
Hold on, he had the mushroom cut.
Yeah.
I love it.
He had tearaways of a god. And I had the chance to date him in grade six for a hot minute, and then he dumped me for Jenna. But you know what? We're not bitter. Anyways.
Jenna. Okay, TJ.
Classic Jenna. Number three, my grade nine girlfriend, Kim Barnes.
We went
to a movie together. My dad dropped us off, and then for some reason got out of the car and walked us into the theater. It was fine. I then asked her in the theater if she wanted to hold hands because we were watching the movie After the Sunset. I don't know what it is. I know Pierce Brosnan was in it. And that was it.
I don't even think I've heard of that movie.
I don't even know if that is a movie.
I don't think Pierce Brosnan knew he was in that movie.
Yeah, true.
Number three for me is Lee Robinson. She was my grade eight, end of grade eight girlfriend. And we went to see... And her dad drove us to this. Men in Black 2.
Romantic.
She became one of my best friends after we broke up. And she definitely broke up with me.
Cute.
And we walked to school like back and forth together, whatever. But I was definitely in love with her for like the rest of high school.
No.
And she even relented once in like grade 11, grade 12 and was like, listen, I will go on a date with you. Okay.
Aww.
So we took her to Wimpy's Diner at Port Union and Lawrence.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know what I was doing. And anyway, that's as far as it ever went. But Lee, you were the best. You were such a sweetheart.
Number two,
Daniel Kane. He's polite. He's tall. He's gorgeous. He's quiet, but he's funny. I wanted him. He didn't want me. He probably knew I was gay. But I longed for him, and he was so beautiful. And he's a rapper now, and he's actually quite good.
Really?
Yeah, he's pretty good. He's pretty good. I like him a lot. So.
I'm not sure why it's doing that.
What's going on? Spooky, but I love Daniel Kinney. We still keep in touch. So
really?
Yeah, he's a beautiful, beautiful man.
That's pretty cool. Okay. TJ?
Mine is also Daniel Kane. Number two for me, my grade eight girlfriend, my first kid.
Really? Sorry.
That's okay.
We're having a bit of an issue with the tech in behind the scenes. Continue. Sorry.
My first kiss, Christine Humphreys.
Christine.
And it wasn't so much a kiss as it was a peck and a runaway.
Oh.
But here's the thing that was kind of cool. Christine was the new girl.
Ooh.
Yeah,
the new girl is like, you know, the new kids I always feel bad for because obviously you're torn out of your friend group or whatever.
Yeah.
However, you are pretty popular for that first 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, for me, number two.
Boys become vultures.
I've told this story before, but Rebecca McKillop, who lived down the street from
Rebecca
me.
Rebecca messed you up, buddy.
She lived down the street.
What did she do to you?
She used to, I used to play hockey, and her brother was in a league just under me because he was I think a year younger. So anyway, I would go to the games, and she apparently liked me, and I was like, okay, this is really cool because she lives down the street, and she was fun, artistic, beautiful, liked the same music I did, which was not like, you know, music like we play.
Yeah.
And then I can't swear to God, she stood me up on like no less than 3 dates. I like knocked on her door and nobody was there. And it was like, you know, it was back when you set them up on MSN Messenger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rebecca and I are still friends.
Did you try nudging her?
No, I did not try nudging her. We're still friends. She hates when I bring this up. I always hear about it on Instagram. So I think I'm going to get a message later today. But she's super cool. And it just wasn't meant to be.
Why did you hurt him? Rebecca.
Yeah, Rebecca.
You gotta answer to me now.
Really?
Come on, Rebecca.
Yeah. Okay, this is bad, but I can actually remember the second or third time I went home and I just sobbed. And my mom was like, my mom gave me a hug and like the front. Oh, so embarrassing.
Number one.
All right, Jax.
Tabitha.
Tabitha?
She's not a person, she's a doll.
What?
Okay, let me explain.
Oh, this is going to be really traumatizing. Okay. I can tell.
So she was my Cabbage Patch doll, and I had Tabitha for many, many, many years, and I bring her to school every day in kindergarten through like grade 4 to comfort me. And when it was no longer socially acceptable to bring a doll to school, I would long and pine for her while I was at school and think about her and then go home and hug her.
What is happening right
this
now?
Is,
oh my God.
Wait, you wanted to talk about crushes and I had...
I didn't say inanimate object crushes.
This is...
her name
Adam,
is
can I give you my number one? My fridge.
Tabitha. No.
My thoughts are often with the fridge.
I loved her and she was so beautiful and it wasn't like anything weird like Tabitha and I would chill.
You still have it?
No, my mother threw her out.
Good.
Probably for the best. Yeah.
She probably knew you were longing for her.
No, I just didn't know. It wasn't anything weird, Tabitha and I just had a bond.
Okay, all right. TJ, next story, buddy. What about you? Who's your number one, TJ? Your number one schoolyard crush?
With that.
You can't compete with Tabitha. You just can only hope to show up.
No one can.
Jessica Sherman in the first grade.
Jessica Sherman. What was special about Jessica Sherman?
Jessica Sherman was blonde. And that's the end of the list. I was in the first grade. It was my first crush. I don't know what it was, but I wrote one of the notes that you say, like, and it said, will you be my girlfriend? And it had
you
the check boxes, yes or no.
You bad
and I
boy.
Gave her the note. And then I gave her about 24 hours before I followed up, and I circled back, and I said, hey, did you have a chance to go over my note?
Hey, you want to give follow up?
And she said, yes. So she hands me back the note, and I guess because I was so upset about the answer, I looked over quick, and I didn't see any ink on the page. I'm like, no, you have to check which one. I mansplained to her how a note worked.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, I did. And I looked again.
Oh, no.
And there was an X through no.
Oh,
sweetheart.
So that general feeling of emptiness I have inside is all Jessica Sherman's fault and
Tabitha,
where she is now. But
no!
Tabitha wouldn't hurt you like that.
Okay, so my...
she couldn't.
My number one is a person. So that's important. We get that out of the way. Her name is Amanda Prince. She's my first girlfriend. It's grade 5. And she was one of those girls that hit her growth spurt early. So literally was towering over the rest of the class, right? We're all like 4 feet tall and she's 6'8".
Yeah.
And so she was extremely tall. The rest of us extremely short. She took me aside in the schoolyard one day and I'm looking up at her and she's looking down at me. And she said, I don't know how to say this, but I have a crush on Adam. And I looked around and I was like, wait a second. This is a small school, a little Centennial Road public school. And I was like, I am the only Adam. And she said, uh-huh. And that... was the start of like a nice little few month relationship that we had. We used to talk on the phone for an hour on the weekends. Oh. Yeah. And we would, she was the first person I ever held hands with, first person I ever kissed on the cheek, first person I ever closed mouth kiss, like on the lips.
Which is funny because Jax and I are the last three people you've
met. Yeah, that's right. That's what you guys are supposed to reason. Anyway, Amanda, you will always be number one in my heart. That grade 5 relationship, very pure, very sweet. I think she left me for one of my friends. Yeah.
We just got a text that said, 3 girls, all named Rebecca, all ended in disaster.
Wait, who? Do we all have a Rebecca?
What's that?
Did we all have
a Rebecca? They did.
Yeah, I think that they did. Yeah.
Yeah, Rebecca's, you got to be careful with that, man. All right, so give us yours. And by the way, all the people messaging about Jax and saying, I had a crush on my Teddy Ruxpin. What?
Yeah.
Teddy's hot. I get that.
This is so weird. Virgin Radio.
If I woke up without you, I don't know what I would do.
Virgin Mornings Rankings.
It's your top 3 school crushes, whether you dated them or not. Now we're going to the texts. We've all told our personal tragic stories. What do we got, TJ?
I got a couple here from the 416. Mine was Troy. He was grade 12. I was grade 9. He was a hockey player.
Forbidden love.
Tale as old as time. That's from Stacey.
Is that a High School Musical or something? I feel like that's just a spin-off of High School Musical.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. It's the Canadian version of High School Musical.
Yeah, can't date you, gotta keep my head in the game.
Yeah. Anyway. People said a can of chewing tobacco. Another one from the 905. Do teachers count?
Yeah.
Shout out Miss Simpson at RH Locker Quest in Brampton. I went to Locker Quest. It's a grade 7 and 8 school. That's when things start happening and, you know.
Yep.
So I don't remember a Miss Simpson. I don't know if she was before or after my time.
We had a media arts teacher named Mr. Light that was so super handsome. And all the girls were like, hey. Everybody signed up for media because, and he was also like cool. Just like one of the best teachers we've all ever had. So anyway, shout out Mr. Light.
I just bit my lip.
You did. This last one here from the 416. Don't worry, Jax. I have my own Tabitha. I am 23 and I still have a blankie. Because of course, Jax said that her number one crush was a teddy bear.
She's a Cabbage Patch doll.
Oh, sorry.
Say it right.
You're right. So that makes it way better. I had to stop bringing it to school as well, but I'd come in and put it on my face and take in deep calming breaths.
I just wanted to cuddle Tabitha, but I mean, that works too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had more of a romantic relationship with Tabitha, and this person just sounds like the blanket.
A companionship.
So uncomfortable right now.
Coming up.
More of This Is What's Trending right now.
Toronto is going to host consultations to change Dundas's street name. So you might remember a couple weeks ago, a petition was created calling out the origins and the history of monument street names, parks, and buildings across Toronto due to their history of racial discrimination and anti-black racism, etc. For example, Scottish politician Henry Dundas, who was involved in delaying the abolition of the transatlantic slave trade, causing more than 500,000 more black people to be enslaved in the British Empire, is who Dundas is named after. Also, he's never stepped foot in North America. So September 23rd, a report is going before an executive committee providing some recommendations as well as a public consultation on the city's response to rename Dundas Street and see what else they can do. So they're going to go through different plans on like whether it would be to rename just one street or put up a plaque or just go through everything. So we have to wait and see on that one. Ontario is getting thousands of new COVID-19 test centers, which is a good thing. I don't know if you've seen the downtown testing centers, but the lineups are
insane.
They're insane. Bathurst and Dundas is out of control.
I just drove that. I drove that by that yesterday. Yeah. It was hours long.
Yeah.
Literally hours long. So Doug Ford announced yesterday afternoon that his government have been working with major retailers in the private sector for months to offer additional places for asymptomatic residents to get tested. So that's good. And get some more testing going. And McDonald's across America are running out of ingredients because of the Travis Scott burger. You might have saw this on your social media over the last couple weeks, but McDonald's teamed up with Travis Scott, the rapper, and to make the Travis Scott meal, which is a quarter pounder with cheese, fries, barbecue sauce, and a Sprite. And because so many people are ordering the Travis Scott burger, they're running out of things like shredded lettuce, slivered onions, fresh beef, bacon, because the demand for the burger is so high. Isn't that nuts?
I love that. They're just running out of McDonald's things.
I know. Yes. I was saying earlier, too, first collaboration with a celebrity since MJ back, Michael Jordan back in the 90s. It's wild.
It's crazy. TJ, thank you for trending. You're Destroy welcome. Your debt and ghosted after St. John on Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I didn't think we'd ever get to this point, but we are officially at the pandemic point where people miss things about going into the office.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the top five.
Okay, let's hear it.
Number five, 26% of people miss sometimes leaving the house early to get to work early, and you show up like 5-10 minutes there.
Ooh, there is something kind of sexy about being at work when no one's here. You take your shoes off.
No, don't do that.
Put your feet on places they're not supposed to be.
Number four, and this one's understandable. 31% of people miss just that random, let's go for lunch.
I miss that. Or like that, like, it's payday, screw it kind of lunch.
Yeah, 100%.
That's always a fun one. That's always a fun one.
Number three, 38% of people, and I think a lot of people are lying on this. I'm surprised this number is only 38%. The inter-office gossip.
Live for it.
The office goss.
Now, I actually don't know anything.
Yeah.
Like, I purposely stay out of it. And the reason for that it's not interesting, because it's very interesting. Yeah. It's that I get frustrated, and then it affects my day.
Yeah.
So I make a point of going, I'm staying away from all of that, because I know it's bad for me.
It's also easier just to hang out and mind your own business. You
guys are wrong.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. I love perpetuating it. I love making it up. Like, did you know Robin from her midday show? Did you know she's actually afraid of squirrels?
No, she's not.
She is. Terrified of squirrels.
only gossip that is here at Virgin Radio is TJ. Let's see the only gossip.
If you do want to hear a great story about Robin, she chased a dog once.
Oh, right.
And she was like, come here, puppy, come here. And it was a fox.
Oh, yeah.
Like a, in her car.
A scary fox. She has the nicest heart.
She's lovely. She's awesome.
Love her.
Number two, 49% of people miss face-to-face meetings with their manager.
True.
I see that. Do we miss it or do we just hate Zoom?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. Yeah. I think also, too, even like, you know how when you're texting somebody, some of your tone gets lost?
Yes.
And like, you should never argue over text message because things can be taken the wrong way.
True. And in relationships, don't do that.
I think even over Zoom, some of that is missed.
Really?
If you can't feel the energy in the room, that's a big thing for me.
That's fair.
If you can't feel the energy of someone else in the room, which you can't over Zoom, I feel like it's an issue.
Yeah.
So you don't have all the cues that make things clear. And sometimes you're going to have difficult discussions with your boss, right?
I don't mind Zoom unless it's working out. That's the only contention that I have. I don't want to do that anymore.
And number one, the number one thing, 66% of people miss this, seeing your work husband or your work wife every day.
Luckily, I get to see both my work husbands and work wife every single day.
Mm-hmm.
With
we call it a throuple, but we're totally not including producer Jesse here.
Yeah, but fourple doesn't sound as good.
No, he's way too hot for a throuple.
We do have a throuple, and we do get to see each other, but it's behind plexiglass in the studio.
Yeah.
So.
It doesn't stop us. It's like prison in here. Give me a kiss against the glass. What?
I have got to go.
Nothing.
Oh. It's Virgin Radio.
What's trending right now.
Doug Ford is looking to implement severe fines for those not following social gathering rules, saying, yes, there will be fines. There will be some severe fines for people that do not want to follow the guidelines. They will be some of the highest fines in the country.
Good.
Man.
Good.
And you, Brampton? Why are you doing
Brampton?
This? I'm from Brampton. Don't do this to me. Don't do this to me personally. Next time you're going to have a party, just think of how disappointed I, TJ, will be in.
Brampton's been good over the past couple weeks.
Okay, but Brampton was really, like, that's a low bar to set. We love Brampton, but I'm just saying, like, we just...
Like 14,000 people parties.
Yeah.
Dial it back a little bit. And that unexpected upsize to the pandemic, Peeps could be gone for a full year. You know, Peeps, those horrible yellow marshmallows they put at the Easter, and they try and lie to you and pretend like they're good. They're not. Just Born, the manufacturer of Peeps, scaled back their marshmallow treat production to focus on their everyday candy instead of trying to meet the demands of holidays, Halloween, Christmas, Valentine's Day, etc. Mm-hmm. So they're focusing on next Easter, which means a full year without Peeps. Crazy. Toronto just got ranked one of the top cities in the world for dogs. It was number 9 on the list of top cities for dogs 2020, which sounds like a trusted name in list for cities with top dogs.
Mm-hmm.
It was broken down by vets, pet stores, dog-friendly restaurants, dog-friendly hotels, dog parks, abandoned dogs per year, which is sad.
Oh.
Dog waste fines and dog waste surveys. And anyway, we finished number 9 with 88.6 out of 100.
What a city, what a world!
You don't see stray dogs in Toronto.
Yeah.
You see that if you travel, like you never, ever, ever see a stray dog here. Obviously they've got a major problem with it. Like both of my dogs are from the Caribbean. Well, one's from Dominican, one's from Mexico, so North America and the Caribbean. And there are stray dogs everywhere. There's obviously a huge spay and neuter problem, but I think, you know, you don't see that here. You don't see people just giving them up.
Mm-hmm.
I know in the southern United States, it's a huge problem too. Yeah. People just abandoning their dogs by the side of the road. So it's really cool. That's great.
Because
it's a little bit off a heart.
So if you got four legs and are covered in fur, today's a good day to be you, friend.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Just over an hour from now. By the way, I have four limbs and I'm covered in fur.
You are so hairy. Yeah.
Anyway, Robin is up next. She will have your Destroy Your Debt code 10 o'clock.